Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. It's a little embarrassing, but I will never forget when my grown daughter looked at me and said, "Mom, what exactly is the style you're going for?" It stung a bit, but it did get me thinking, so I went to my closet to see the answer was no. Nope, I had no idea what my style was or even the direction I was hoping it would be. The truth is that I was just kind of buying whatever. Anything I saw that happened to be on sale or if I was out and about, I had no intentions around my wardrobe, and therefore it reflected, well, a very eclectic disaster. Truth be told, I only wore maybe 20% of everything I owned in my closet that was packed because things were outdated, but I just kept them around. I didn't like a lot of the things that were in my closet. They didn't match other things that I did have. Seasons change, and my body had changed as well, along with my lifestyle and career changes, but yet my wardrobe did not reflect that change. So I had things in there that did not align with my current lifestyle or my current body type. And I think a lot of us are like this. We hold on to our wardrobe from the past, even though it's not actually who we are today. So today I'm talking about minimalist outfits for women that actually make us feel confident, beautiful, and stylish. So we're going to be creating a capsule wardrobe that will simplify your mornings, but also no matter what you put on that day, you will feel stunning. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. The first step is to find your style. I had put a lot of thought into my style and my wardrobe and the clothes I owned in my 20s, but in the past two decades, I didn't really put much thought into it. So I had to start fresh. I began by going through everything I owned and trying it on. If it didn't fit today, I got rid of it. If it was something I hadn't reached for in a couple of years, I got rid of it. And I only kept the things that I really loved to wear. And this was the beginning of discovering what I actually liked. The colors I was drawn to, the style I liked, and the things I felt really comfortable in. Pinterest was a great resource to help me really define and start to shape out the look I was going for. I knew I wanted to have a style that was more refined and polished and elegant. And so I started looking at higher brands, not necessarily that I could afford these things, but it was the style and look I was after. Some stores I even went into and tried them on just to see how they would hang on my body. And this was super helpful. A minimalist closet is not about owning a certain number of items. It's about loving and wearing everything that is in your closet. When my closet was filled with 80% of things that I never wore, it made getting ready in the morning really complicated. It was just clutter. By simplifying it, I gained more insight into who I was. Clutter equals confusion. When you have a closet filled with 80% of things that you don't wear, decision fatigue really sets in. The smaller your wardrobe, the easier it is for you to get ready in the morning and feel great in whatever you are wearing. A capsule wardrobe is a simple way of creating a closet that is more like a toolbox. Everything in there supports something else. This makes not only getting ready really easy, but also you tend to spend a lot less money because one item, like a cream shirt, will go with a skirt, with some pants. It can go with some shorts. And so your clothes last a lot longer and you feel like you have far more than you actually do. So starting with the basics, which are colors. A lot of neutrals, blacks, whites, navies, beige, all go hand in hand and can mix and match. Solid is preferred, but I also throw in a few like fine lines, pinstripes, things like that. I'm not saying that everything you own has to be a solid color. A matter of fact, one of my favorite pieces is the Spanish dress. I love the little embroidery accents, really bring it to life. So having one or two items in your closet that are fun is a nice way to diversify your wardrobe without going completely off the rails. Choosing plain colored t-shirts instead of ones with designs or logos on them will really help extend your wardrobe quite a bit. Go for quality over quantity. It's better to have a few pieces that are really well made that won't shrink on you and become belly shirts the first time you wash them, or that fall apart and you just have to replace after a couple of washes. Choosing clothes that flatter your figure, that you feel very confident and comfortable in. Because if you're wearing something that is cumbersome or feels too tight or too oversized, chances are you will not wear it. The goal isn't to have more clothes, it's to have the right clothes. Impulse shopping may feel good at the moment, but in the long run, doesn't really serve your overall objective that you're trying to achieve, which is an easy, simple, minimalist capsule wardrobe. Trends are really fun, but honestly, they come in and out, and it's hard to have a unified look for yourself that is timeless and classic if you're constantly trying to introduce new trends for that season. The more intentional your wardrobe is, the more confident you will feel in your outfit choices. By just putting a pause on something before you buy it for 30 minutes or 24 hours will really help reduce kind of that impulse shopping. Shop off of a list, taking time to actually look at your wardrobe and deciding the items that you need to help kind of bridge the gaps. This way, when you shop, you only buy the certain things that you need that will improve your wardrobe. You can have amazing style and feel confident in anything you wear, regardless of your age or your size. You can feel vibrant and youthful whether you are 40, 60, or 80, just by putting in a little effort into the clothes that you wear. Dress for the body that you have now. Let go of those someday clothes and anything that does not fit for who you are today. Choosing fabrics and cuts that are flattering and comfortable for you. My midsection is a little thicker than it used to be, and so by just choosing some looser fitting tops, I feel more comfortable in them. We don't have to be frumpy to feel comfortable. By just pairing a pair of cotton poplin joggers along with a loose fitting sweater, I am both comfortable and still fashionable. Minimalist fashion endures because it is simple, elegant, and timeless. Whatever you're choosing in your wardrobe, make sure that it is something that can be worn multiple different ways. Having some flats that you can wear both with a skirt or jeans, and even tennis shoes that they're not too flashy, but they're something that can be casual and wear around town. When in doubt, you can always go to the classics, some dark jeans and a crisp white tee. Even if you just grab an oversized sweater to wear out in fall, you will always feel and look fantastic. If you are frustrated with your wardrobe, you are not alone. I think that every woman feels this way at some point or another. So just start small. 10, 15 pieces that are your go-tos that you feel beautiful in. And then you can build on that. Wear the things that you love, not the things that you feel like you should be wearing. Honor where you're at today, the age that you are, and the body that you have. Don't try to fit into any particular style, because what makes you beautiful is how unique you already are. And this includes your personal style. Thank you so much for being with me today. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.